Chapter 19. Princess Skystar was quite apologetic about her mother's behavior. She explained that it had been such a long time since her mother, or any sea pony for that matter, had interacted with outsiders. They had grown wary of any pony who wasn't with them, because they might be against them. And even though their ordeal with the Storm King had been a long time ago, they were still very afraid of his wrath. "So that's it?" said Applejack, feeling defeated. "You can't help us? We left home for nothing?"
"No!" Princess Skystar brightened. "Oh my gosh! I have the best idea! You can stay with us forever!"
She swam back and forth, her pretty aqua fins shaking with excited fervor.
"There are so many things we can do! We can make friendship bracelets out of shells, and picture frames out of shells, and decorative waste baskets out of shells! Oh, it's so wonderful to have new friends to share my shells with!"
Oh, Rarity said gently. She hated to shoot down the hopeful look in Skystar's eyes after she had been so wonderful to them. "That sounds lovely, darling, but you must realize we can't stay." The sea pony princess slumped in sadness.
"Oh, no! Of course! Of course! Of course you have your own friends back home! It's fine! It's fine!"
She turned around to go, completely deflated.
"It's probably for the best! Yeah, I'll just, I'll get Mom to, turn you back so you can go home!"
Pinkie Pie felt just awful. The thing that she hated more than anything in the world, or the sea, was seeing some pony be so gloomy.
"I know we have to go, but you guys saw how disappointed Princess Skystar was. Couldn't we stay for just a little longer?"
Applejack was about to protest when Twilight surprised every pony. "Pinkie's right," Twilight said with a nod. "We do have time to do one small thing with Skystar." Twilight's eyes darted around.
"Say what now?"
Rainbow Dash asked, suspicious.
"Well, we still need to come up with a plan to get back. A few minutes won't make a huge difference. And if there's any pony who can cram a lifetime of fun into a blink of an eye, it's Pinkie Pie. So go ahead and show Skystar the best time ever," Twilight chirped. She threw up her finned hooves and gestured for them all to go. "I'll catch up with you."
Once they'd swum off to entertain Princess Skystar, Twilight was finally alone with the jellyfish. She scanned the room to make sure she was truly by herself. Luckily, the sea pony guards had followed Queen Novo to her appointments. It was Twilight's chance to do something sneaky. She was going to steal the sea pony's pearl! "Come on," Twilight said softly to herself, and approached the jellyfish just as Queen Novo had. She reached out her finned hoof and gently tapped on one of the tentacles. Instead of parting to reveal the pearl for taking, the tentacles reached for Twilight and curled around her hooves. She was trapped. The more she struggled against their grasp, the tighter they wound around her.
"Ah!"
Twilight screamed. She hadn't meant to cause a commotion, but it was too late. Within seconds, the sea pony guards returned to find the thief tangled in the scene. They looked furious, but not as angry as Queen Novo, who swam up after them. "All this so you could sneak in and take the pearl? See, Skystar? This is why we don't bring strangers to our home." Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Rarity, Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, and Spike hung behind the horrified Princess Skystar. She looked so hurt and betrayed. Twilight felt awful for causing Skystar and the sea pony's distress, but she was still determined to get the one thing that would save the ponies of Equestria. Twilight reached out one last time. Flash! A blast of white light blinded her. The next thing Twilight saw was the shore at the base of Mount Eris.